After you're done listening to today's episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, check out Peacock and Williamson. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You are Locked On Washington Football Team, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
And we welcome you one and all to the latest edition of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm Chris Russell, flying solo. David Harrison is out for this episode. We hope to have him back at the beginning of next week. We will actually have a bonus episode for you after tonight, meaning Friday night's Washington Football Team Cincinnati Bengals preseason game at FedEx Field, which I will be attending. We welcome old listeners, new listeners, any listeners, and thank you for coming back or for checking us out. Also, invite you to subscribe, rate, review the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. When David is not here, you can check him out on Twitter at dharrison82, also on the Locked On Bucks podcast with James Yarko, and as well, you can follow me on Twitter at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621. Hear me on the Washington Football Team flagship station, the Team 980 on the AM side, the Washington, D.C. area, from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, with Pete Medhurst, the voice of Navy football and my tag team partner, for 4 hours a day on the radio. You can check it out also on the Odyssey app, wherever you might be, as you can check out the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. All right, let's get to it. On this episode, as we mentioned, David hopefully will be back with us next week, early on. And as well, I will have a little bonus episode for you heading into the weekend, very late Friday night into early Saturday morning, depending on when you are listening to this, after the Washington Football and Cincinnati Bengals game. And that's what's coming up tonight, meaning Friday night at FedEx Field, 8 o'clock kickoff between the Bengals and the Washington Football Team. Of course, these two teams just met in middle of November last year. And for those of you that don't remember, that was the game Joe Burrow tore up his ACL and, of course, was lost for his rookie season. And he was doing a pretty good job carving up the Washington defense on first and second down in that game. Struggling on third down, Washington would make some adjustments, play tighter coverage, so on and so forth, and then eventually their pass rush got to him early in quarter number three. Of course, Washington 0-1 in the preseason after the loss in New England. Cincinnati 1-0 coming into this game. Both teams have met in the preseason 10 times, and Washington is 5-5-1. Actually, 3-6-1 in the preseason against Cincinnati. 5-5-1 against Cincinnati all time in the regular season. And of course, this is preseason game number two. And next week, they will host the Baltimore Ravens next Saturday night, August the 28th. Next Saturday night, August the 28th, again, an 8 o'clock Eastern time tip at FedEx Field. Tip, kick, you get the point. So, away we go with the rest of the show. And we'll start with this. On Thursday, there was a site, a Twitter feed, Front Office Sports. They do a lot of good work. I'm not sure what happen here, honestly, and you know, there's some good people that work there, so it could have been just a mistake, just a overzealous kind of reaction. I don't know, but as David and I have talked about throughout the week, of course, the name game has picked up significantly again this week because of the Making the Brand video that the team put out. We talked about the names that they put up on the scoreboard. Wolves was not one of those names. Red Wolves was, but there were other names that came from that list, such as Armada, Presidents, Brigade, Red Hogs, Commanders, Red Wolves, Defenders, and Washington Football Team, right? So somehow Front Office Sports took that as those were eight finalists. And from that group of eight, they've narrowed the list down to three. So Jason Wright, the president of the team, on Thursday morning, on his individual and personal Twitter, at Who Is Jay Wright, said, just to be clear, he retagged that particular tweet and said, well, just to be clear, because everyone keeps asking, we are down to and working through a final three, but this is no form of final eight list. These are just a selection of names that happen to show up in the video our team produced. So what Jason is saying, we are down to the final three, but this is not the final eight that was listed here and assumed by many and certainly by Front Office Sports. Now, I don't know why everybody thought or anybody would have thought that this was the final eight, because there was no word that absolutely that was the final eight. Could it be? Maybe. Yeah, possibly. But was it definitively the final eight? No. There was nothing that said that. Just like there's nothing to be said for when that video was actually shot and where they might be in the process now. Now, Jason's going to tell you that they have three options, right? And maybe they do. I'm sure they do. But there's got to be one clear-cut option out of the three at this point. There's got to be one. There's got to be one in-house, favorite that they are probably moving forward with and doing their due diligence on more than the other two. And who knows? Maybe it comes from this list. Maybe it's Red Hogs. Maybe it's Commanders. Maybe it's the very popular Red Wolves. I do not think it's the Defenders or the Brigade. My understanding is the Arena Football League and maybe Monumental Sports and Entertainment owns the rights to the Brigade name from the Baltimore Brigade from the Arena Football League, which is now defunct, but you never know. And on top of that, the Defenders, now it was the DC Defenders, but I believe the XFL has the copyrights to that. And the XFL was recently purchased by The Rock and his business partner former wife. So I don't think it's going to be either one of those two teams. We've talked about on this particular podcast the challenges of Wolves or Red Wolves, right? Red Wolves, Arkansas State has the copyrights to, and I've heard from people that, they've had bad experiences in terms of that, and I don't think Arkansas State is just going to let the Washington Football Team just parade all over them. Again, maybe Washington can buy them out. I don't know. Wolves, my understanding is, based on talking to some people, Wolves, the copy and what I've seen online through copyright, trademark searches, is that Wolves is controlled, owned, operated, granted, what have you, by the Minnesota Timberwolves NBA franchise. Now, is there a way around it? Of course. I think there's a way around it. I don't know for sure if Wolves is unattainable in any sort of way. I think it's going to be very, 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 very difficult, but I won't 100% rule it out. That basically leaves us, if that's true, with Presidents, Armada, Red Hogs, Commanders, and something else. Could it be one of those? Yeah, it could be. Could they put up some finalists? Sure. Again, I think people just have to relax and say, look, half the fan base is probably going to love it. Half the fan base is not going to love it. It depends on what they're going for. It depends on if they're going for representation of the area geographically. It depends on if they're going for something fierce and strong and passionate. It depends on if they're going for a military tie. It depends if they're trying to match up something that you would ideally be able to blend in with the burgundy and gold. I mean, it just depends. So we have a lot of different things going on here all in one shot. All right, so that's how we open up the show. And we'll just continue to update you on what's going on and all of the mistakes that people are trying to make, trying to figure this out. And probably nobody is going to figure it out until the Washington football team leaks it to Adam Schefter or to Ian Rappaport. So you have that. Coming up next, Ron Rivera meeting the media on Wednesday at the Inova Sports Performance Center, talking about the Cincinnati Bengals and more, the state of his football team and some injuries to Samus Reyes and how he's feeling approaching game number two. That's next for you right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm Chris Russell, flying solo. David Harrison out and hopefully back with us next week. We want you to celebrate the freedom of choice. Did you know that Built Bar has many delicious flavors? There's something really for everyone. You talk to a Built Bar fan, they're passionate about their favorites. You know by now, I love the peanut butter brownie. David loves the mint brownie, but I like the other flavors too. I mean, I had an orange recently. Love that. I have a box of cookies and cream waiting for me. And we have the birthday cake with sprinkles mini bars, mini bites that you can get at Built.com. All right, so if you're not sure what you want, what you like, what you want, here's the deal. Here's the best I can do. Get a variety box, right? It gives you a little taste of everything. You figure out what you like best, what you don't like maybe as much, and then you can zero in your next order. But here's what you're going to love. The bars are all high in protein, 17, 18, 19 grams of protein, low in calories, calories ranging from 130 to 180 per full bar, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. They all are covered 100% in soft and easy to chew chocolate, and they're all healthy for you. Order today, get the grasshopper cookie, get the raspberry, get the chocolate orange, whatever you want. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. How cool is that, right? Go to Built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, once again, we continue along on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Let's hear from head coach Ron Rivera, courtesy of the Washington Football Team.
Ron, just I guess for the quick injury update, we saw Samus and, on the side and Tamarack as well.
Yeah, Samus will not participate this week with the game.
I'm sorry, with what?
He's not going to play.
Okay. And what other players have you already kind of decided you're going to sit this week?
Well, we'll go through that today with the coaching staff and finish it all off.
Just with regards to Cole Holcomb, obviously, you know, he looks like he's been progressing. What's something specific that you're kind of seeing out of him that maybe you didn't when you first were, you know, got eyes on him?
I think a much more consistent play out of him. I think he most certainly has limited his mistakes. You see him have a better feel for run fits, and he's really kind of taken his game and really has raised it. And that's one of the really nice things to see, especially with a guy with his abilities and his talent. He's got a terrific skill set.
We talk a lot about William Jackson's transition from mostly man to mostly zone. I wonder, you know, kind of how do you see that timeline playing out, or what do you look for other than maybe him playing the quarterback through the receiver to tell you that, okay, he's making that progress that we're looking for?
Well, I think that's really what you're looking for. More so than anything else. You know, it's really a comfort in terms of feeling good about the technique, but it's also understanding what's happening around you more so than anything else. You know, when you play man, it's a whole different technique, obviously, because you're playing with your back mostly to the quarterback, and you're not really aware what the route combinations are that are around you. Whereas in zone, you've got to have that feel, and so it's just a matter of getting comfortable and understanding those concepts.
And I wonder, Like when you're scouting that guy before, you know, maybe you sign him someone that, that played in a different sort of scheme, are you looking maybe at more at the snaps where he was playing something that, that you guys would play, or is that, hey, this guy's really talented, let's bring him in and teach him? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, and honestly, I think it's a little bit of both.
Quick on Samus, what was the injury, or what is, what can you tell?
He's in the concussion protocol.
And with Ryan Fitzpatrick, he was talking yesterday about how there were some things early on that he had to learn, some of the concepts that Scott uses that maybe he hadn't experienced before, a little bit different than he's used to. What, without giving everything away, like was he talking about the way he's supposed to read things, and how has he progressed with that?
Well, I think it's, first of all, there's a lot of things that go into it. Part of it is, you know, what is the personnel grouping? What is the formation? And then what plays come out of that formation. That's probably the biggest thing in terms of getting used to it. You know, he may feel that, oh, you know, I've never ran that play out of that formation or that personnel grouping. And I think that's part of it too, understanding how those things fit. And then again, some of it is the concepts against particular coverages. Some people have a philosophy that they get a certain coverage, they're going to run a certain combination of routes. That could be also part of the difference.
With Antonio Gibson, a lot made about maybe expanding his role. How is he progressing with that? And, you know, do you still see him in that, you know, people bring up the Chris McCaffrey type role, not the same guy, but that role.
Right.
Is he progressing that way?
I think he is. I think he's learning. You know, what you'd love to do is have a back that you can sit there and say, you know, if we had to, we can play him in all three downs. And, you know, that's a complete back. It's a guy that you know that can go out there and do those things. You don't have to do different personnel groupings or sub in players to run specific plays. And that was one of the beauties of having a guy like Christian, was it didn't matter, you know, who he was in with, you were going to be able to run whatever you wanted. You'd love to get in that situation with any back, and that's what we're kind of trending toward, at least hoping that that's how Antonio continues to develop.
All right, that is Ron Rivera. When we come back, we will read a couple of voicemails. That's right, you heard that. I'm a dope and I can't figure out what David sent me. So we're going to do our best to read voicemails because we have partial transcriptions. Yes, we'll do that next. Locked On, Washington Football Team. All right, guys, it's that time of the year again and all eyes are tuning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. Of course, preseason underway, college foot's on the way as well. And as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including the $500,000 NFL Mega Contest and the $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest open right now at BetOnline. I got in. And you can too. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and you'll receive 100% of your welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on Thursday, September the 9th for the season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25. From football to basketball to boxing, right to horse racing and baseball, don't wait to take advantage of all the great offers available to you right now at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, wrapping up this particular episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Like I said, I am a complete dope. I am a technologically challenged, so I'm going to try my best to read a couple of voicemails through the transcription service that it comes along with, we're just going to do the best we can, right? This one from Hawkskins. Hey, what's up, fellas? Again, Hawkskins reporting back to you guys after the first preseason game. I just wanted to say the voicemail line is really heating up, man. I'm definitely liking that. We are liking it as well. Keep it coming. So glad that we came up with the idea. After watching the game, just two things. I don't know what's going on with Dustin Hopkins. I know I watched all the games last season, and, you know, he was missing some key field goals. And I don't know, man. I think maybe to bring in some competition or something. I don't know. You guys can tell me what you think about that. I know Ron is saying, you know, that's his guy, but I don't see what's going down. And I'm also definitely digging Jarrett Patterson and definitely rooting for him. And also Patterson over Peyton Barber, as I'm not really a big fan of Barber. So honestly, I'd rather see Patterson take his spot anyway. And one more thing, you know, just got done listening to the podcast. You guys were talking about the team name and everything. But I'm with the money on Red Wolves. You know, if they don't use Washington Football Team, I'm on social media a lot, and a lot of fans still want Washington Football Team so that they can refer to them as the Redskins. So I'm cool with Washington Football Team and it staying that way. All right, that is from Hawkskins. Appreciate him again, and I'm sorry, I'm just doing the best I can to read the transcription service that Google allows us to do. This one from Dave down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Chris and David, love the pod. It helps me get through my work days. Big excitement for this year. This is the most I have liked Washington since Sean Taylor was on the team. Had a question about the offense and one on the defense. On offense, I'm sick of hearing the overall deduction that the offense is, if it's Fitzmagic, it could be good. If it's Fitztragic, it could be bad. I think it's much more complicated than that. His past circumstances have been unestablished and rarely ideal. I could see his play style in this new environment becoming more defined and somewhere in the middle of his classic reputation. I was wondering what kind of quarterback you think Fitzpatrick will be in this offense and how you think he'll be used. What kind of throws will Scott Turner be expecting him to make, and what receivers do you think he'll be leaning on? What will he thrive at, and where is he going to struggle? I think you guys have good insight on this after seeing him in person working with the first team in training camp. As far as the defense goes, love the defensive roster this year. Biggest concern is edge rusher depth. Obviously, Chase and Montez will be forced to reckon with, but if, God forbid, one of them go down, how do you think it will affect the overall effectiveness of the defense, and who do you think will step up? I know nothing about the backups except for the good things you guys have said about Shaka Tony, but he's a seventh-round rookie. All right. Thank you, Dave, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Very much appreciate that as well. I think that one came in via email. At lockedwftpod@gmail.com. So let me answer the on the offensive question. I think it's a really good question. You're right. It's not as simple as Fitzmagic, Fitztragic, Fitzpatrick. That's the lazy, generic way of saying it, right? But that's an easy way to describe it. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be asked to push the ball up-tempo down the field early in games to see if they can loosen up the horizontal passing game. Last year was a constant problem that Washington didn't have faith in their quarterbacks, be it Dwayne or Alex. They had a little bit more faith in Kyle Allen, but he got hurt so many times and so often that they couldn't really do what they really wanted to do. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to take a deep shot on the first two series of almost every game. Maybe it's not the first two series, but maybe it's an intermediate shot, but something 15 to 20 yards, 25 yards down the field. Maybe it's not, again, always a deep post or a deep go, but I think they want that to stretch out the horizontal passing game. What you're still going to see is, I believe, not checkdowns as much as naturally designed running back screens and wheel routes and little choice routes, arrow routes, that type of thing, with Logan Thomas working the seams and clearing stuff out. And then Adam Humphries from the slot moves over the middle. Cam Sims, if he's in there. Obviously, Terry and Curtis drawing all sorts of attention. And the running backs out of the backfield, either McKissick, Antonio Gibson, or whoever. So I hope that answers the question. I think the big emphasis will be on Ryan Fitzpatrick going down the field early in games, which should loosen up the horizontal passing game. As far as Shaka Tony goes, I mean, he's flashed at times in the preseason. There's no doubt about that. And in training camp, you're right, he is a seventh-round bookie. I've seen some decent things out of William Bradley King, more out of Shaka Tony than WBK. But don't forget about James Smith Williams, another seventh-round rookie from last year. Not this year, last year. Out of North Carolina State, they have high hopes for him. He pops, he makes big plays. Almost every practice, I think he's got good athleticism. You can kick him down into a three technique position. You can play him outside, so he's got that versatility. He's really smart, hardworking, athletic. Guys seem to love him. And again, I think he's your top rotational defensive end or edge pass rusher if something happens to Chase or Montez Sweat, with obviously the other guys that they have in the middle. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to have to wrap this up because we're going way long here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. So I want to make sure that I don't overdo it with time. Appreciate you guys being with us. Appreciate the emails and the voicemails. We'll try and get as many of them in as we possibly can, but it's always better with David because, again, he's a lot smarter than me. All right. So as always, we remind you to check out the Locked On Bets podcast because you know betting on professional football doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. And again, 301-615-3577, 301-615-3577 on the voicemail lockedwftpod@gmail.com. That's lockedwftpod@gmail.com. Off to FedEx Field I go for Friday Night Football, 8 o'clock Eastern Time kickoff. We'll be dropping a new short episode, or as short as we can make it, after the game on Friday night. So if you're looking for more content, we will have you covered. Just check us out all throughout the weekend. Thanks for being with us all week. And on this particular episode, again, hopefully David will be back with us early next week. We wish him the very best. Thank you for being with us right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast.